There have been reports of over 30 people harmed by drug use at the Electric Parade Festival in Melbourne in the last few days. The Sydney leg of the festival went off yesterday, reportedly without incident. However, the Melbourne experience is still concerning for music fans and authorities. To discuss the incident and possible rise in harmful drugs at music festivals, we're talking to Dr. Alex Wodak, President of the Australian Drug Law Reform Commission. How are you, Alex?
Good, thanks.
And a mass overdose like this hasn't reportedly happened in recent times in Australia. So why is it happening now?
Well, GHB is not usually taken at these sort of events. People usually take ecstasy-type drugs. And GHB's got a very narrow window between the effects that people want and the effects that people don't want, namely overdose. So it's very easy to overdose. Concentrations of the drug vary. People don't know what the concentration is. And unfortunately, they also take this particular drug often with alcohol, and that's particularly dangerous. And I think that's really the details, but the bigger picture is that we've got a dysfunctional drug policy that clearly doesn't work. We rely on law enforcement to do a job that manifestly it's unable to do. Mm. The police say that they can't arrest and imprison their way out of the drug mess that we're in, and yet we're stuck with the ban on pill testing. Even a pill testing trial is beyond us.
How could on-site drug testing have altered this outcome?
Well, it doesn't have to be on-site. It could also be off-site, as it is in, say, the Netherlands, where people can take their drugs during the week and have them tested and then get told what the drug contains. So that should always... That's an option in the Netherlands. Why couldn't that be an option in Australia? But if it's on-site testing, what happens is that there's pressure put on the market to provide less dangerous drugs rather than more dangerous drugs if there's no pill testing available or drug testing available on-site or off-site. Then people can sell whatever drugs they want to sell, regardless of whether they're safe or very dangerous.
Mm. Well, that brings me to my other point is whose responsibility is it for these overdoses? I mean, how much is it the individual's responsibility as it is the event organisers or the police officers on site?
Well, life and death is really a health issue more than it is a law enforcement issue, unless there's a criminal act involved, violent act especially, involved in causing someone's death. This shouldn't be the responsibility of the police. We shouldn't have police commissioners denouncing pill testing. Frankly, they're out of their depth. Mm. If anyone should be considering it, it should be the health minister and the health department. Mm. We don't have that because drugs are defined in Australia and most other countries as a criminal justice problem. That's the root cause of this problem. Get it out of law enforcement. Put it back into health and social policy.
And do you think stronger penalties for those found with selling or using these drugs would stop incidents like the Melbourne overdose?
Well, we've gone down that road for more than 50 years, and the situation's gone from bad to worse. All that relying on heavily on law enforcement has done over the last half century is cause a lot of money to be spent making a bad problem even worse.
Well, I guess then what does the Australian Drug Law Reform Foundation envision for the future drug use in Australia?
Well, firstly, we believe in people getting information. In public health, generally, wherever you can, you try and get people to know more and more about the health issues that affect them. And generally, then you rely on them to make responsible decisions. Here, we're saying we want to keep you ignorant, and then we want you to act responsibly. Well, if you want people to act responsibly, give them information, let them have the information. drug am I taking? What's the concentration of the drug? Are there any dangerous contaminants? They're the big three questions. And you can only answer those questions if there's some form of pill test.